Johnny.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad.
Good evening, Perry.
And James.
Kill the brain, and you kill the ghoul.
Holy Miss Moly, got me alive.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
The power of Christ compels you!
This is my boomstick!
And we are back. This is the 40 Ounce of Horror podcast. I am Chad, and guess what? This man right here, James Dunn, is in the room with me.
I'm back, and we're in a new studio.
New studio.
It's kind of weird.
We are in the Creepshow Studios.
Is that what it's called now? Creepshow Studios?
That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Now, let me get this off my chest right now.
Okay.
First of all, we've been drinking.
That's true.
We got...
Well, Chad's been hanging out with Evan Williams for quite some time. If you don't know who Evan Williams is, you need to do some research.
Alright, so listen. Here's the thing. 40 Ounce of Horror, we're new. We're back. We're
We're new.
No, we're going back to our roots. I know a lot. We have Jake usually is here. Jake is our sound engineer.
Jake left. Jake is getting married.
He's engaged. He's got a busy job, so it's hard for him to, you know, do the recording and everything. So we're going back to our roots. We're doing recording. So hence, the sound is a little bit different than usual. I had to remember how to do our setup.
And also, like Chad said, we've been drinking, so...
So trying to install programs on a half a bottle of whiskey is not ideal. Yeah. But...
what we're trying to say is new things are coming this year.
Yeah, so I got to figure out. Things up. This is kind of a last minute thing. I had to throw together the equipment. It's not working out how I planned, so bear with us while
when does any episode go together as planned?
Well, it's been a while since we've been like straight up drunk. We're doing this shit together, eye to eye. I'm looking at you.
You know what? This is the first,
in the flesh.
This is the first episode back since I graduated Tom Savini School.
Yes, I know. We have been, 3-4 month hiatus here.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We struggled to get together, but James is back. He's got a 9-to-5 job. So no more bullshit weekend work. We're going to be back on a regular...
And I'm starting the studio, too.
Yes. Why don't you tell... Okay, first of all, let's go into that. Let's talk about your school, your graduation.
Yeah.
Just
want to take that run with it?
Yeah, let's just rehash your experience in Schittsburg for 16 months.
So, school's out for good. I'm done. I graduated. We had our big, graduation. Jeffrey, who's a good friend of the show, he's a good friend of mine. We went our separate ways. We went back to Michigan. He'll still be back in here.
This is what I said. I said, Jeffrey is the Pittsburgh Chad. You don't need Jeffrey anymore. I'm back.
You're back. Like the McRib. And I always use that for everything. I always use that McRib reference. But... regardless, so school graduated. I came back here. I got a 9-to-5 office job now, but I'm starting up Creepshow Studios. So, and I ended up buying a house too. I'm in the process of buying a house. It's good, but it's super busy at the same time. So now, the good thing is with the 9-to-5 job is that Chad and I can get back to a regular recording of 40 Ounces of Horror.
Yeah,
so,
we want to get back to our every 2 weeks.
was that Evan Williams talking?
Oh, dude, I'm feeling good. I'm where I need to be. So, how was your school experience? I mean, did you enjoy yourself? Is Tom Savini a douchebag?
All right, here's the thing, and I'll say this as nice as I can be. I'm already like a few deep. So, Tom Savini as an effects artist is a legend. Everything that he's done film wise is amazing, and some of the stuff that that he created is that's his thing. That's like the Savini way, burying somebody halfway into the ground. He's a magician in that right, and he's a legend for that. I tip my hat to him. I think he's awesome. But when I was in school, I literally only saw him three times. And, you know, he didn't come talk to the students. He walked around for a little bit, and he's like, hey, is this yours? And you'd be like, yeah. And then he would walk away. Tom Savini as a person is the biggest fucking asshole I've ever met in my entire life.
I can imagine.
Talking to him one-on-one is like talking to a drunk uncle who doesn't know he's at a family reunion. He's like, am I supposed to know you?
Right. Here's the funny thing about that.
Do I know you? It's like, I'm giving you money for school.
Do you remember the very first Horror Hound convention that we went to?
Yeah.
And we saw Tom Savini.
We almost got our picture taken with him coming out of the bathroom.
We were so excited to see Tom Savini.
Yeah.
And, like, it's funny now that we've been around the conventions, we've seen him at the conventions, you went to his school, you see it, and now it's like, man, it's fucking Tom Savini, who gives a shit? Like, you become so jaded. But yeah. It's funny, your perception of people, and now you know firsthand that he's a dickhead.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like, you know, like, he's super talented. He's a legend. Like, what he does, you know, bar none, that's, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible work, and he will always be known for that. And this is just my opinion.
No.
But then again, it's a lot of people's opinions, too. But like I said, like, the guy, you know, Tom Savini's a dick. And that's going to be the name of this episode. Tom Savini is a dick.
Oh, yeah, that might... I don't. Okay, whatever. All right, well, first... Okay.
So we're back.
We're back.
We're getting on the regular schedule. I got my studio
up. We're back. We're recording. We're drunk. All is right in the world again.
Right.
All right, so let me say this. Welcome back, listeners. We love our fans. If you're new, thank you for joining us. Please go to our website at 40ounceofhorror.com.
You keep hiccuping every time you say something.
Our Twitter and Facebook, or Twitter and Instagram is at 40ounceofhorror, and our facebook.com/40ounceofhorror. You can email us at contact@40ounceofhorror. So please, we got one Booze and Gone Bad tonight. I want some more. We need to start stockpiling these Booze and Gone Bad stories now. I know y'all have been drunk and having good stories now.
I mean, I at least have, I mean, at least three good stories.
Oh, dude, we already got a convention. Convention season is starting up for us. Next weekend, we got Days of the Dead, Culture Shock.
Yeah.
Going to meet some George Romero, some Malcolm McDowell.
Would it be Romero-i?
Romero-i. It's been a while since I've hosted the show. This gone. Now I would usually go to our recently watched, but a lot of these recently watched is going to be in our review of the year. This is the 2014. This is going to be the 2014.
Man, Evan Williams is a 40 son of a
ounces
bitch.
Of horror awards. So we're going to be handing out our 40s for the. For the 2014 awards.
Like Chad said, hey, we're catching up. We're trying to get on a regular basis. There's a lot of shit going on.
But see, we haven't recorded since, like, early November or something. Now,
I don't know.
I've been getting tweets. And
I don't remember the last time.
I've been getting tweets about people wanting to know when we're going to record again. I've been waiting for you to come back. I wanted to be a special episode. So here we go. Again, I got to apologize for our recording, our audio quality.
We're yelling into the computer right now.
When you get a bit spoiled when you have a legitimate
sound studio
engineer running your show. So I got to remember. And Jake's on his way to a fucking ski trip right now, so I couldn't even get his fucking advice on how to set this shit up. So we'll get back to our regular
set. You think maybe he was just inner tubing and just wanted to say like he was skiing?
Inner tubing. I honestly can't picture Jake on skis, but hey, whatever.
I would personally like to go inner tubing instead of skiing. I can't ski. I can't do the French fries, pizza, 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 pizza.
What?
Because like in South Park, you go down with the French fries and then you angle it in to the pizza, right? Regardless, okay. You fall down.
So before we move on to anything else, is there anything we want to discuss? You know, address since we've been gone for a while. We love our fans. I'm stoked about convention season coming up. Please, if you're going to be going to get into conventions, hit us up. We're going to fucking party. We're going to drink. We're going to hang out.
So aside from the convention coming up this weekend at Culture Shock Days of the Dead, we will be at Whorehound Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, yeah. Oh, okay, let's do this. You're going to have a booth in Indy in September.
At MaskFest.
But you're starting your MaskFest. You're starting Creepshow Studios is what you're calling yourself.
Right.
40 Ounces of Horror presents Creepshow Studios, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there.
Go on.
We want to look. We want to network our the 40-ounce brand. We want to get it out there. It's an umbrella for other networks. So,
is this stuff you're supposed to be saying?
I have no fucking idea.
So I will be at Mask Fest in September. That will be my first convention. But I'm currently making masks and busts right now, and I'm also still taking commission work. But
You're taking commission work. Where
you can contact me through Instagram or Twitter, and if not, just email jamesdunnfx, the letter F and the letter X, at gmail.com.
And you've already got several orders. You're already hard at work. I see some hunk of clay over there. It looks like shit, personally, but... You know, whatever. Hey.
Yeah.
It's better than what I can do.
Yeah.
No, you've already got some orders going, so email James if you want some commission work. He's going to have a booth. I'm probably going to be at your booth with you, helping you out. We're going to push the 40-ounce of horror thing. And that's going to be at Indy in September, but next week we got Days of Dead in Indy, Culture Shock.
And then who's coming to Whorehound Cincinnati?
Whorehound Cincinnati is going to be a party. We got Buffalo Will's going to be there. I'm probably going to crash in his fucking room.
Womb.
I'm crashing Will's womb.
You're going to crash his
man womb.
I'm
taking my fucking camping tent. Fuck it. I don't know. We're going to sleep. I'm just going to drive to Cincinnati and see what happens.
I think that's what everybody says when they drive to Cincinnati. Yeah. So Cincinnati. We're going
to
see what happens.
Oh, dude. Since Whorehound's a good time, man. So
it'll be a blast regardless. And then Quentin will be there.
Quentin.
Quentin went to cinema makeup school. I think we talked about him before in the couple episodes prior. He went to cinema makeup school. He's a talented kid. He's doing some collaborations right now.
He's
on Instagram.
A kid. I don't know how old he is.
Oh, he's younger than me.
Yeah, you might have just insulted him. He's a friend of the show. So yeah, we're gonna hang out with. Seriously,
I think if you're younger than 30 to me, then I would just call
seriously. We love
kid.
Our fans, and if you can make it out to a convention to drink with us, we will party. I mean, speaking of which, a friend of the show, Jeff Smith, writes blogs or articles for our site. Check out his stuff. Some of his stuff will probably be going up coinciding with this podcast. He's had some past articles. We appreciate that. He has.
That's a dude who's Canadian, right? He's like a Canuck.
Yeah, I don't know. He has some shit to do with wrestling, too.
Really?
Like, he's like a fucking independent wrestling manager or something, too. We need to get in.
Man, if that was a segue, I'd totally fuck that up. You said that, and I was like, oh, man, we're going to talk about wrestling? I was like, what else are we going to talk about?
Here's the thing. Me and James have half contemplated starting a wrestling podcast as well.
It's mainly due to NXT. My love
NXT,
for NXT.
WWE, it's pretty fucking great. We're getting ready to watch the fucking WWE Fastlane pay-per-view tonight. Yeah. I opened a website on our website. Opened up a website and I don't remember what I was going to do.
It just says saved and there's a picture of Linda Blair.
I just stare at that.
And then it says 2015 Oscar winners. Can you click on that and see who the winners are?
Yeah, I mean, hell, spoiler. But well, this is going to come out after it airs, so it doesn't even matter. I forget what I was looking up.
You're looking up Cincinnati porn. And it's just stuff involving chili sauce.
Here's the thing. Usually I stay pretty coherent so that I can run the show. But I did not. I did not today. So,
did you see that last episode of Workaholics? Where they pretended to be gay and they went to this gay party. But then they woke up and they thought they fucked each other. And these two gay guys came in and they're like, what happened? And he goes, you're running around naked, screaming, I'm the gayest of them all. Then you finished on yourself. True story, if you guys watch Workaholics. I gave you a super cliff-noted version.
Oh, my God. Out. All right. So, okay.
I'm not saying you already finished on yourself. But I'm saying Evan Williams is a son of a bitch.
I just can't.
You can't stop.
No, well, I'm just saying. Evan Williams is just a poor man's Jack Daniels. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I drink it every night.
No, but he's a good friend.
He is a good friend. Good old Evan Williams. All right.
But he's a liar.
I'm afraid to do the recently watched because we're really going to get into that when we start doing our awards stuff. So, I know what I was going to do. I was going to start looking, see if there's anything what the fuck worthy of bringing up. Let's see here. The massive poop spill shuts down the interstate.
What?
And this massive poop spill shuts down highway exit in Indiana. It's right in our own backyard.
God damn it.
Indiana highway ramp was shut. Indiana.
Is there three U's in the Indiana?
It was shut down for hours on Thursday afternoon due to a large and possibly accidental dump in the middle of the road. 2 tons of excrement spilled onto the I-65 ramp in White County, which is about 15 minutes from us. The raw sewage was 6 to 8 inches deep in places.
Ain't that some shit?
The crappy job of clearing the road got even worse when the fecal matter froze. The ramp had to be salted and sanded before the toxic poopsicles could be removed.
I mean, you know what? I bitch about jobs, but there's nothing that can compare to that.
Oh, shit.
There's absolutely nothing.
I'm going to have to really kind of revamp this whole what the fuck segment. I got tons of them. I mean, think about it. I've been, like, storing up news articles for the last 4 months. 2 dozen cowheads dumped in a river in Oklahoma. A man has been cited with illegally dumping 24 decapitated cowheads and 3 dead calves near the state's Arkansas River.
This is one man doing this?
This
is one dedicated
butchered
man.
Remains of the cattle were found near the trash bins at the dam near Salisaw, Oklahoma. And authorities were able to track the ear tags on the cowheads to the suspect.
That's like, I'm not trying to get like really morbid, that's like cutting off dog heads and leaving the collars on there. That's the equivalent. Whatever your terrible
shit.
Nightmarish vision is creating these horrible cow mutilations, you still have like tags on the ears. So they know that you killed, you know, Betsy and Lance and Philip.
You know what?
Oh, you know a cow named Philip?
No, I'm just saying, you know what? I'm going to skip the whole what the fuck segment, man. I'm just not in the right frame of mind to Florida man
arrested
for slapping employees with bearded dragon.
I don't understand this. Say this again.
Florida man arrested for slapping employees with bearded dragon.
That like a sexual term?
He's slapping the employees of his reptile shop with a bearded dragon lizard. I don't even need to read any more.
So the next one's like a guy, like, with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, because he used Twitter to get toilet paper sent to him in a train restroom. He's out of toilet paper, he tweeted out.
But the train restroom's still going, right? I mean, he's on a train. So how does that work?
Here's the thing, I'm just going to read these headlines. We're not even going to go to the stories. Florida couple spent days in an unlocked closet, thought they were trapped.
Harriet, we're stuck.
They not even try the doorknob? Man smokes joint in police station, smears feces on the walls.
I thought that said waste. Smears feces on waste.
Someone accidentally donated human remains to Goodwill. Man living in sports bar ceiling trips water main and gets stuck in the wall. Man says he masturbates naked in yard because mom banned porn.
I'll show you. Best Tuesday ever.
Man, homeless man steals ambulance to see some pole dancing. I don't even. Monkey on loose in Florida has cops working tirelessly. All right, let's just move on.
There's a lot of sick shit.
All right, so let's. Are we talking really fast?
I don't know. Are we?
Look, I want to thank again everybody for tuning back in. I'm so excited.
Let's bring it down to another level.
No, I'm seriously so fucking ecstatic to have you back.
Wait, here. Drink up, Chad.
Oh, man.
I thought that was going to shatter. I hope it shatter.
Well, it would match the hole in the wall we put in 2 years ago at the party.
Hey, you know what? You can't see that.
It is gone.
You can't see that. You can't see those socks that I tried to put in there to
we
patch
tried
it
to
up.
Repair a hole in the wall with socks and a Budweiser box.
And a Budweiser box.
Oh, okay, let's just do some news here. I'm going to go through. We're trying to revamp some shit. I'm really thrown off because we can't use our regular setup. I couldn't figure out how to get it to work, so we're just kind of sitting here recording. But
But you know what? I'm so far out of the loop. This is news to me.
News to me.
This is news to me.
That's James' news segment.
News to me.
No, eventually I want to start getting more guests on to record with us. You know, just more discussion. I want to start getting games involved. I want to start, you know.
What do you mean games?
Games. You know, we'll play some games or some shit. If anybody listens to Doug Benson's podcast, Doug Loves Movies, he plays a great game called the Leonard Maltin game, which is fantastic, and I want to incorporate that into the horror genre. So
I thought you were talking about the Getting Doug with High.
No, that's that's a totally different podcast. Doug Benson has a lot of great podcasts.
You know, I didn't know Doug Benson was, like, that old. But he's like
he's
almost
been around
60.
For a long time. No, he's no way. He's almost
he's
60.
He's almost 60.
I'll take your
word. You know, he didn't start smoking until he was 30.
All right, let's get into some news.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
Yeah! All right, Evil Dead TV series. It's happening.
It's news to me.
You haven't heard about the
no.
Evil Dead? All right, well, Ash vs. the Evil Dead is official. Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi are involved. It will be 10 half-hour episodes to premiere this year, and it'll be a continuation of the...
Dude, that smells like a dead breast. That smells terrible. That smells like hatred.
There's a possibility that it will be connected to the remake, but main story stars...
To the remake?
There might be a connection to the remake, but Starz is picking up Evil Dead TV series. It would be called Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
So Starz is doing it, so they Starz. Can do whatever they want.
Here's the thing. I don't know if anybody watched the Spartacus series on Starz, which
awesome.
Was amazing.
Awesome. Hey, I saw on Netflix they have a new season of it, but I don't know if it's...
No, they didn't do anything new that didn't air in Starz.
So it's like a Netflix version? Or
no, it's just the same thing. They just added the last season to it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I love Spartacus, but I hope they don't do that special effects. The CG that Spartacus did. I
Plus,
hope
man, there was a lot of cock in that, too. I'll be honest with you. I mean, for women, like, it's fine, like, but there was a lot of dong. Because, like, they'll line up, like, everybody, like, you know, like, the slaves to be bought. And it's just, you know, dude dicks all around.
There was a lot of cock.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, they didn't cut away from it. They'd be talking to somebody, and the guy is talking to you to see, like, Peter Pumpkin Eater just sitting down there. Well, it's not like you can't look at it.
So you have not heard about the Evil Dead series. This is, like, 4 months
Well,
old.
I have, but not like this, like, it's
As
Ash,
death.
Like, Ash versus Evil Dead.
They've made a few casting choices, nobody that I really knew, but it's supposed to pick up. Bruce Campbell is going to be, or Ash is going to be working at the S-Mart.
Yeah.
Basically kind of pick up right after... Army of Darkness.
So I wonder if they're going to intro with him, like, fighting that witch, or, like, Deadite at the very end.
Sam Raimi is directing the first episode, so, I mean, Sam, Ivan, and Bruce are all writing this shit.
So he's trying to set the tone for it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be a Raimi production, and it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, people just won't let it go forever, so finally we're getting a continuation of the story that people have wanted for years.
I don't know. If Sam Raimi's involved, I think they'll do an awesome job.
No, yeah. I mean, Sam Raimi was an ex... What's his name, Sam?
What'd you say to me?
Sam Raimi was an executive... Man.
He was a man?
He was an executive producer on the Spartacus...
Sam series. Raimi was?
Yeah, he was executive producer on that stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he okay the dongs? Is that what he did? He may have done a little bit more.
He was the dong inspector.
Dong inspector? Was that guy uncut? He's got to go.
Dude, you got... We're in James' studio. He's got a crock pot over there. And I know that it just has clay in it that's, you know, warming up.
You know,
but I'm just praying
thing,
to God.
Here's
I just
the funny
want,
thing about that. I almost burned down this house last
I
night.
I want it to be nacho cheese.
I almost burned down this house because I was working on this. And I'm using a Chavant medium, which is kind of hard. I mean, it's cold down here in the basement, so it kind of like freezes up. So I was putting this clay in the crock pot to like soften up. And I put two or three bricks in there. And then we went out last night for my brother's birthday and totally fucking forgot about it. So this crock pot was on all night with these three bricks of clay. And I woke up like slightly hungover at 6 o'clock and I was like, man, I got that stain in my studio. The clay! And I ran down here and the place just reeked of Siobhan. And I opened up and it was bubbling black. And I was like, man, I almost burnt down this house.
All right. Let's move on to Wolfman will be the next Universal Monster reboot.
All right, so let me ask you. Did you see Dracula Untold?
I did.
So what did you think of that? Because that's supposed to be the blueprint.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Well, what happened was they made Blackula.
They made Black Dracula.
They made Blackula Untold. And what happened?
I would watch Blackula Untold.
What happened was they went in and added a scene at the end to make it fit in with the Universal Monster universe that they're going to do. Dracula Untold was not a bad movie. I enjoyed it for what it was.
But it wasn't a good movie.
It had horrible effects. It was all shitty CG.
Yeah.
But the story itself was pretty good. I enjoyed it for what it was. There was a few plot holes. Now, I'll say this. If all the rest of the Universal Monster movies that they're making is going to be like that, it's going to be pretty shitty. Now, I hope that they improve upon them. But Dracula Untold, it's worth a watch once. But, yeah.
But if that's the blueprint for what's going to be.
Exactly.
Then don't.
No. No. Don't yeah. know about it. But they've already said that the universe, you know, these, because Wolfman's going to be next. They're going to do the Mummy. They're going to do Frankenstein. And so, and then at some point, they're going to team up for some fucking Avengers-style movie, which I don't even. It's going to be basically fucking
so are they gonna bring back
Monster Squad.
So are they going to bring back Hugh Jackman and fight everybody? Be Van Helsing?
No. God, I hope not. Yeah. But they're saying, they've already said that it's going to be more of an action adventure than it is horror, so.
So are they going to try to do like Underworld series where it's like action kind of?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Man.
yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm really torn on Dracula Untold.
What if you said you liked it, you enjoyed it on some level?
But here's the thing, you know that I'm easily entertained.
You did go see Warm Bodies with Jake.
We had a free pass. The studio invited us. We had to. We got prime seating.
You had prime seating?
Well, here's the thing.
Was there like a velvet rope thing?
The weekend before, we went and saw The Last Stand, that new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Yeah. Well, they had an after party. We went to that. The studio representatives that were there, we talked to, and basically invited us to Warm Bodies. We got there. They came and picked us out. We got in the studio. Me and Jake went into the theater very first. We're like VIPs, and which was
they're like, man, dude, check it out. We got two people in here already for Warm Bodies.
The place was filled, but you know how people do for free passes. But we got in. Problem was we were stuck. Since we were first one in, we were dead center, like in the middle. We couldn't get out.
I would have left, and I would have played Street Fighter in the lobby for like an hour and a half.
It was awful. But what the fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about, movies. It's like my really bad Norm MacDonald. Talking about.
We here are mere mortal men. SNL 40 was funny.
I like how he totally broke character, but he started smiling before that.
Did you see that Rolling Stone ranked all 141 SNL characters?
Whoever fucked... That guy's the biggest fucking douchebag.
Oh, I know, he was.
There is.
Norm MacDonald's ranked like 138 or some shit.
Somebody ranked the whole entire current cast as like they grouped them together.
Yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, it's because that's all they... Was some fucking 12-year-old dude was writing that fucking article. Dude,
some
Norm MacDonald
writes for Rolling Stone.
I'm just kidding.
Is he like an idiot prodigy?
Norm MacDonald's a funny motherfucker. Joe Piscopo was ahead of Norm MacDonald. No, Joe Piscopo should be number 140, right behind Robert Downey Jr.
So you actually looked at the list. I haven't even
seen it. Yeah, I looked at it. It was bullshit. Let's go on. Move on. Because I done forgot what we were talking about. Twin Peaks.
We're talking about Wolfman. We're talking about
Okay, so, yeah. Wolfman.
Dude, you gotta cut that out. Dude, it smells terrible.
It is. Creepshow Studios.
God. Chad's just fucking lighting this place up. It's like if we went under an underpass that was filled with bad hot dogs. That's what it smells like in here. It is terrible. Dude, it's just dead.
Okay, so what do you think, bottom line, to end this conversation, what do you think about this whole Universal Monster universe? The remakes and then the collective
movie? I don't know. I mean, in the end, it's just my opinion. I mean, it doesn't really fucking matter, but I don't think they should remake them. I haven't seen them, but then again, I'm so far behind on movies. You know what I mean? But will I probably go to see them in theaters? Absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah. I'll probably wait till Netflix. And
right,
see
right, right. Yeah, I just don't see them.
I mean, I'll watch them at some point.
I mean, here's the thing: true horror fans are not going to watch them until they come out, you know, to the TV and they just happen to catch it. And if true horror fans won't watch them, nobody is going to.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Twin Peaks coming back.
Really?
You know how much I love Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks
is... Hey, is that awesome lodge place that's like Hooters that you were talking about?
That is a good restaurant. It's pretty delicious. Yeah. No, Twin Peaks the show, returning to Showtime in 2016. David Lynch and Mark Frost will be writing and producing all nine episodes. Kyle MacLachlan, which is Agent Cooper...
What's
will
her
be,
name?
Kyle... No, his name is Kyle MacLachlan. Agent Cooper.
Yeah.
Damn fine coffee. He will be back. Sherilyn Finn, Cheryl Lee... Dana Ashbrook
is Cheryl and Finn's hot as fuck.
Yeah, I know. They're all set to return. So Laura Palmer, Bobby, Audrey, they're all coming back.
Laura Palmer's
coming. Well, remember, she also played her cousin.
Yeah.
So, but they're all set to come back. And remember, if you recall, at the end of Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
Laura Palmer said, I'll see you in 25 years. And it is 25 years. So
yeah, but nobody thought that. We're like, oh, man, they're coming back in 25 years.
Do you think that they did that on purpose? Or it was like, hey, it's 25 years. Maybe it's time to come back.
So how you should say that is David Lynch a genius? Yes. Did he mean that? No. No, I think David Lynch is awesome. He's one in a million.
No, absolutely.
But as far as like them meaning that when they said that. But the fact that 25 years later... You know, it still has a huge following, you know, a cult following, and it's still built up, and people love and enjoy it. That's fucking, that's like, I don't know, that's a fucking gold star. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I mean, people our age enjoy it, so we watch it. It's going to be really kind of, it's going to be very...
But you know what you think about...
To the fans. I don't think it's going to pick up any new followers.
But you know what? Twin Peaks is almost like Twilight Zone status. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not in the way that like it like each episode is timeless, you know, and it totally reinvents itself. But like people still always find Twin Peaks and they get involved with it and they keep, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it still spreads by word of mouth.
Yeah,
people are finding out about it and they're like,
because I'll run into people at conventions and stuff and they're like, so you guys always talk about Twin Peaks? Is it really like, no, seriously, go and watch Twin Peaks. It's a fabulous show.
But you can't
at least
miss
season one anyway.
But you can't miss an episode.
No, you can't. No, you can't just pick
it
up.
Totally... Right.
That's what I'm worried about here is you're not going to pick up any new followers of the new series. You're going to have to pick up people that watch the original stuff. So, I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
So, what's your opinions on the Walking Dead spinoff, tentatively titled Cobalt?
Is it Cobalt or is it
Cobalt?
Something else?
It's Cobalt right now, set in L.A. It's set in L.A. in the earlier days of the outbreak.
See, I thought it was going to be overseas originally. Last I heard.
It's going to be L.A. and it's going to pick up
right... Well, that's news to me.
That's our new segment. News to me. James has been out of the loop.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be awesome, but I think they differently, like... I think they definitely need to take it in a different direction.
Well, Robert Kirkman has said it definitely wants to be completely separate from...
Then I'm totally interested to see what he's going to do.
Well,
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I don't know where... They've had a synopsis online. This is all old news. I mean, shit. I've been working on notes since November, so...
News to me, Chad. Keep it coming.
Hey, Tremors 5 is going to be released on Blu-ray and VOD in October.
Said no one ever.
Except for the studio that's releasing it.
Why doesn't Kevin Bacon come back and do a Tremors?
No. Here's the thing. Michael Gross will be back, but you know who the other person, I guess maybe the Kevin Bacon wannabe is in this movie is going to be Jamie Kennedy.
Man. Jamie Kennedy couldn't smell Kevin Bacon's jock strap.
Couldn't lick his butthole.
Keep going.
Hannibal season 3 has cast Francis Dolarhyde.
Red Dragon.
Yeah, Richard.
Red Dragon.
Apparently, a guy named Richard Armitage.
You're just making up names.
That's
now.
What his name is. Richard Armitage. Francis Dolarhyde is, and they pushed the premiere back to the summer. I'm pretty excited about this. I'm currently actually reading Red Dragon.
It's good.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Great so far.
It's an awesome read.
No,
I never picked up the soundtrack. There was a 2 LP soundtrack that they had. Of I don't know if it was Hannibal season 1.
Yeah.
But I never picked it up. It's probably sold out or like $100. Probably won't get any more, but yeah. But no, I think Hannibal is one of the best shows on television.
It is a great show. And we'll find out if our listeners agree when we come to our awards segment. The X-Files is returning.
What?
X-Files is coming back. Man, I didn't really fill in this part of the notes. It just says it's returning.
It just, there's a list of details for everything else, and then it says X-Files is returning. And I have, this is news to me, Chad. I haven't heard this, and I was really excited for more details.
David Duchovny's excited about it. I can't remember. I want to say,
so it's David Duchovny.
Yeah.
And,
actually, there isn't a ton of details about this. But,
fuck, what's her name?
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I think it's Gillian Anderson.
Did you ever watch The Fall on Netflix with her?
No.
Me either.
Moving on. <Yeah. laughs> So X-Files is coming back. I don't know if it's coming to Fox or what. I imagine that it probably is. Because Twin Peaks is
But dead. I wonder how they're going to pick it up, like, at the end of X-Files with the whole trial thing and everything. Like, I don't...
Dude, there's 25 episodes per season of X-Files. It will take me 2 years to catch up.
X-Files is so good. It gets like, I don't know, I was kind of indifferent towards the end.
I went back and started watching the first season. I finished the first season, but I was like, well, that took me 3 years to watch.
3 years?
So, X-Files is returning. I'm sure everybody's heard about that, so we're excited. We'll check it out. CW has picked up the pilot for the reinvention of Tales from the Dark Side, which is being... The pilot, I don't know if the entire series or the pilot, but it's being written by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son.
Oh, I was like, Peggy Hill?
Yeah, so Tales from the Dark Side is coming back on CW.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Every time I think of CW, I always think of Supernatural, and I really I really like Supernatural.
I love Supernatural, but everything else is pure shit.
Yeah.
It's all preteen.
What if it's like Meet the PJs? Like, it's a claymation version of
PJ. That's a very obscure reference. No, I mean, it's an anthology. You don't get too many anthology shows anymore, so it could be potential.
But we've always said before that we've been a sucker for anthologies.
No, and Joe Hill, you know, I'm a fan of his, so it could be some good stuff. Okay, here's where shit gets weird. Halloween is being, quote, recalibrated. This is what I got from... 40 ounce, or BloodyDisgusting.com.
I got this from myself. This means you were in a drunken stupor.
I believe
news.
Bloody Disgusting reported this first. Written by Patrick Melton and Mark Dustin, who also wrote Pacific Rim, Feast, The Collector, and The Collection.
Yeah.
Which...
Let's see, I was on the minority on that, because I didn't enjoy Feast. But everybody else
I liked Feast for what it was. The first one, the second one, and third one got weird. But Feast was a fun movie. Yeah. It was, you know, I mean, it was an indie film that got... It was a cool creature feature. It is not a remake, and it won't follow Rob Zombie's films, thank God, and it will not be in 3D, which is the rumor for a while. This is Halloween we're talking about. So what do you think recalibrated means?
So it's like, I don't know, it's somebody else sitting around a campfire telling their version of Halloween. So it'll be Michael Myers, but it'll be something totally different, but it'll be in the slasher.
But...
Or recalibrated, I mean, it could be like...
I think that it will be in the vein of a remake, but follow the original story.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll add some more lore to the story, the backstory.
Because, see, I always thought the first movie, the first Halloween, was more of a ghost story. Like, he's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And kind of how you see him at first. And I thought Halloween 2 was way more of a slasher than the first one was. But, I don't know, recalibrated?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know if that's a studio term or Blood Disgusting term, but it's interesting.
That's a lot. Man, Evan Williams is going to do you wrong tonight.
We're Evan Williams downing this bottle of whiskey.
We're past the halfway point of that Evan Williams.
Oh, by far.
Fuck.
So, I mean, you're a Friday the 13th guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Nightmare on Elm Street guy. We meet in the middle on Halloween.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to watch it. I don't know what this is going to mean.
I
do have faith in Marcus Dunstan. Pacific Rim, the collection was awesome.
Yeah.
I liked it a ton more than I did the collector, the first one. But
that opening scene alone was just fucking awesome.
No, yeah, absolutely. So we'll see how it's... But I'm glad to see that it's not going to have anything to do with zombies series and or it'll be in
I'll tell you what, if they make it where Michael Myers is just a normal guy and he's not 7 foot tall and made out to be like a big monster. Kind of like the Texas Chainsaw remake where he was like massive.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think I would dig that more if he was just like a regular guy and not something
new. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, we're kind of out of the times where things can be supernatural a bit.
Yeah.
Where people want more of a grounded in reality storyline, which I understand, but it's shortest attention span theater. People are not able to I can't think of the words.
Can you talk right now?
What's the word?
I know, but it's like it's more of like the
suspension of disbelief. People are not able to do that these days.
Well, it's more of like the reality era. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. They wouldn't be able to relate that to something that goes on right now. Like, something that they could see.
Granted,
you know what I mean?
It is always nice when you can... When I watch a movie, if I can ground it in reality in some way, it's more interesting. But also, I kind of enjoy the suspension of disbelief. Things can get crazy. But that's more of a nostalgia thing. So I wonder if there's a generation gap in certain ways. Because younger people watching these horror movies never really were around for the 80s slasher stuff.
But see, that's our thing, though.
It's I know.
It's like 80s slasher.
And
like,
here's the thing. There's movies
that's
I like.
That's the golden decade.
There's movies that I like solely because it reminds me of the 80s. Now, some people watch these movies and really don't have that to reference to. Yeah. So I wonder. It's hard to...
When I talk about Ty West's House of the Devil...
Right.
And how that reminds me of, like, not necessarily 80s, but like... Like, I feel like I would watch that with the babysitter over. Like, I would watch that movie on TV, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, USA Up All Night or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Evan Williams!
So we'll see what this fucking Halloween is probably not going to come out for a while. So, Cinemax has ordered Robert Kirkman's Outcast series, so Robert Kirkman's getting another series.
Skinemax?
Skinemax.
That's still
don't
around?
Call it Skinemax.
That's still around?
Cinemax wants to shed their Skinemax fucking...
Well, that's stupid. Why
they
would
don't
you do
want,
that?
They don't want to be Skinemax anymore. They want to shed that reputation. So Robert Kirkman's new comic, Outcast, which I've only read like one episode or one issue of. I need to get back into it and see where it goes. But it is officially ordered. So Cinemax will be airing Outcast. It's an exorcism story.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure they ordered this fucking the series before he even released
the first
issue.
I haven't watched Skinemax in like years. Decades. I had heard.
Okay, so let's get to our main subject here. And this is more recent than the rest of this shit. Neil Blomkamp.
Yes.
I think you say a Blomkamp. Alien. That is Sigourney Weaver's in talks.
Say her name again. Sigourney Weaver.
Weaver. Reaver? Did I say Reaver like fucking Firefly?
No, you said Wiener.
Sigourney Wiener?
You said Reiner. It was a mix between Reaver and Wiener.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Wiener.
Is very much involved. It is to be released after the next Prometheus.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott is producing.
Here's the thing. I've heard so much hate about this movie already, but you don't know until it comes out. You know what I mean? Like, You can say whatever you want, like what we're doing. We're speculating. We're like, I dislike this. But, man, I am a huge fan of the Alien franchise.
Oh, absolutely.
And everything that I've seen that he's done, especially on Instagram and District 9, right? Did you do District 9?
Yes.
Yeah. He's that movie Chapman.
Chappie's coming out. You think this is going to be good?
I'm not going to watch it.
It feels like it's like short circuit meets.
This hatred that's coming out of your ass is just destroying the studio. God.
I see your mask smelting.
Oh my God. It smells terrible. It smells like a Ponderosa that's burning down. It smells god awful. Goddamn, Chad.
I'm sorry.
Evan Williams just flowing through you. He's like, what is it? Am I out of body? Get out of this.
What were we talking about? Go on. I'm just going to drink.
No, we're talking about Alien.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Because Aliens came on Encore the other day, and I watched it.
Alien.
And it still fucking holds up.
Oh, absolutely. It's fucking fantastic. It's coming out after the next Prometheus, which... I hope they do something cool with that. But Ridley Scott is producing, and Prometheus and Alien will be tied together, which I think is only natural. It's smart to tie the things together because, you know, as much as they tried to claim that they weren't tied together,
Prometheus was an alien prequel. The more I think about it, that picture of Sigourney Weaver with, like, the alien cowl that she had on, like, I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, what happened? How could this possibly happen? You know, blah, blah, blah. I have to go back and rewatch them, but... I want to see it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to do pretty well. Hopefully, I mean, obviously, District 9 was good. We'll see what he does. I've seen some of the...
See, every time I saw Chappie, I was like, so is this like a retelling of Short Circuit?
It really does feel like a demented Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Because he even says in the trailer, Chappie alive!
But it's got Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Maybe he got bigger.
Huge Jackman. All right. So, yeah. When do you want to do our awards? I feel like usually we get straight to it, but we've been really...
I know. How much time have we put in so far?
I don't know. 46 minutes.
All right. Well, let's get to some awards.
Let's do some awards. You guys ready for some awards?
I can't
hear you.
Yeah. I keep going back to this guy with his picture.
Well, here's the thing. Let's do some releases first, because that's usually how we run
All right.
So this is James. James is back. He's actually done research. I don't have to fill in for him. James,
so do I still have music, or is that gone now?
I'll try to throw some in here. I got to get all the music from Jake. Okay, let me first say that Bates Motel Season 3 is returning March 9th, and Salem Season 2 is returning April 5th on WGN, if you're interested. That's all I got done. So, James, all right. Take it away.
Hey, I'm back. Here we are in the studio. I have a couple of releases for you before we get to our awards. The ABCs of Death 2 by Magnolia Pictures will be released February 3rd. A couple others that will be released February 3rd. What date is it?
It is not fair.
It's out.
It is February 22nd.
It's out. So here's some titles that are already out. Dracula Untold, which Chad saw by Universal. John Wick by Lionsgate. Did you see John Wick?
I have not yet.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
I've heard it's fucking amazing.
I'm just going to bring this up. John Wick has this fall where you see somebody like... grab John Wick and he throws him over the balcony, and it's one shot where it goes down.
Fucking spoiler alert.
But whoever took this fall is a goddamn champion. Because it like knocked the breath out of me watching it.
I've heard that John Wick is an amazing action flick.
It's awesome. It's just a straight up action flick.
I seriously want to watch it.
Starry Eyes by MPI. Great, by the way, movie. Starry Eyes is fucking amazing.
We're going to get more into that when we get into our awards. Okay. Stuff, so.
Starry Eyes is fucking incredible. Actually, I just bought a Starry Eyes shirt from Gorgon Video.
You made that up.
.com. No, I think it's Gorgon dash video.
Gorgon in your pants.
Said no one ever. But yeah, I bought a shirt from them. Yeah, moving on. When a Stranger Calls, double feature by Mill Creek Entertainment. That's also already out. Well, fuck, why am I even doing dates? Here are some movies that are also already out. Frankenstein vs. the Mummy by Image Entertainment. Necromantic 2 by Cult Epics. Here's the thing is, like, with Necromantic 2 coming out, like, I watched it, I got it, but I don't want to see special features on it. And I just think maybe I'm in the what did I say? Minority on this.
No, there are some certain older films that you really don't need special features on.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. Anyway, I'll move on. Proof of the Devil by Genesis Distribution. Z Nation Season 1 is on Universal. Did you watch this at all in sci-fi?
No, I've heard it's fucking awful.
Okay, I haven't seen either, so let's keep moving on.
Well, Asylum makes it. Basically, it's fucking Sharknado with zombies.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's zombies. I could be wrong.
VHS Viral by Magnolia is already out. Cult of the Damned by Kino Lorber. L-O-R-B-E-R. Lorber. I don't know how I got Lobosis out of that. I think I was blending it in.
Usually I'm sober enough to correct you.
Kung Fu Grindhouse Theater by Worldwide Multimedia. I will watch this now.
Okay, hold up. Time out. Speaking of Kung Fu, I got I tried out Sling TV for a week. Got a 7-day free trial. Sling TV is a great option if you cut cable.
Sling TV has AMC on it, right?
Well, it's coming. They haven't announced when it's going to start, but it's got basically it's $20 a month.
No contract.
It's an app. No contract. You get ESPN 1 and 2, TNT, TBS, Cartoon Network. Like it's like 15 channels, but El Rey Network is part of that. I watched El Rey Network for a week.
I haven't watched any of Lucha Underground
Lucha
yet.
Underground is fantastic. It's luchador wrestling. The wrestling is great, but everything that's outside the ring and like promos and storyline advancements, anything that's outside the ring is shot like it's a Spanish show proper.
So it's proper. Like, is it like Burt? So it looks like it's Burt Reynolds talking to hot chicks.
It's fantastic.
Does everybody have a mustache?
Kind of.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it's fantastic. But El Rey Network is great. It's nothing but kung fu movies, action grindhouse movies, and Miami Vice.
What? And Miami Vice is on there?
Miami Vice.
Well, they were doing a series for a while where they had like a one-on-one with John Carpenter.
Oh, it's the director's chair.
Yeah.
I watched that. It was really, really
was it awesome.
Yeah, it's really great.
You're so drunk right now. You're so impossibly drunk. We got to get something to eat.
No, so if you cut cable, Sling TV is very much worth the money. It's $20 a month. It's great.
Hey, what did you say the date was?
Today's the 22nd.
Oh, good. Here's some future titles that will be coming out in the future. Amityville Death House by Bayview Entertainment. God Told Me To, special edition by Blue Underground. Candle for the Devil by Scorpion Releasing. Zombie World by Image. And Teeter City.
Anything, yeah? Anything,
what?
Anything good?
Teeter City by City of the Cannibals. God Told Me To is like a really cool cult movie. If you ever watch that.
I'm not gonna lie, I got pee real bad.
Okay. Well, wait. One thing that is coming out, and it's not in the immediate future, but where was I saying? Oh, yeah. Dude, Evan Williams is a son of a bitch, my God, man.
We've downed this fucking bottle of whiskey.
That's fucking stupid. No, what I was going to say is that Scream Factory has actually released the specs for Escape from New York, which comes out April 21st.
Dude, Scream Factory. Okay. Scream Factory is killing it with their fucking releases, but I think they're just getting outrageous because, like, they're just releasing so much shit.
Yeah, but they're releasing awesome stuff like
this. I know.
Well, I'm just going to go through a couple of the special features. I don't want to read them all off. Disc one is, we'll just say, a 2K high-definition scan of the movie from the original negative. Audio commentary with director John Carpenter and Kurt Russell. Audio commentary with Deborah Hill and Joe Alves. Disc 2, Big Challenges in Little Manhattan, the visual effects of Escape from New York. Scoring the Escape, a discussion with the composer Alan Haworth, Haworth. I fucked that up.
I'm not even
Alan Holworth.
No, I'm not even
That's
listening.
That's fucking
to you.
Awesome.
I don't even know. Hear your words.
You know? What's Evan telling you? What's Evan Williams telling you right now? You don't even know.
Drink me.
Drink me. Return to the Escape from New York featurette. Trailers, photo galleries. On set with John Carpenter, the images of Escape from New York with photographer Kim Gottlieb Walker.
Photographer.
Is that what I said?
Not photographer.
Photographer. And then, I scrolled down. There was a picture of a chick. Dude, this is probably the drunkest episode we've had. Oh, there's one thing in news that I forgot to bring up.
Yeah.
There's this Australian special effects company called Slaughter Effects that sells a lot of Ed Gein-inspired furniture that looks like made from human flesh and body
Dude,
parts.
Dude, this chair is fucked up. It's got faces and nipples all over it.
It's a one-of-a-kind chair that's priced at $2,000.
Jesus.
You know, but the thing is, like...
It's made out of human skin.
I don't think it would be comfortable, but then again, it's like, would you sit on a chair that was made of human skin? Yes.
Well, here's the question. Do you want to sit on nipples?
There's a market for that. Let's make some money, Chad. Let's hit up two guys in a truck. Two guys
in a nipple.
Two guy in your nipples.
All right, is that it for you?
So that's it. That's my drunken releases.
That changes releases. So I have
released on you.
I think it is time to move on to the 2014.
I was like, oh shit.
2014. This is 2015, but it's the 2014 award show. So let's do that. All right, let's start our... all right, we paused it, and we totally went upstairs to take a piss, and there were some fucking Papa John's cheese sticks, so...
I don't know how that happened, but God bless America. USA.
I have a feeling that I'm going to go to edit this tomorrow and be half-tempted to not even release this episode.
I still think you should put Tom Savini's a Dick as the episode title.
I might do that.
All right, so we have an awards thing, right?
This is less fanfare than we usually have. So since you just came out of your releases, let's start with our first award.
Which is?
This is the best horror DVD/Blu-ray release of 2014. Nominees are Twin Peaks, The Entire Mystery. Never Sleep Again, The Elm Street Legacy, Halloween, The Complete Collection, Vincent Price Collection Number 2,
Number Dose,
Volume 2, and Nightbreed, The Director's Cut.
How much was that Director's Cut? It was like 100-something bucks, because Will got it.
I feel it was like 80 bucks or something. I could fucking don't know. It's on Netflix right now, so you don't have to pay shit. Of course, I'm pulling for Never Sleep Again. Since Friday the 13th, Memoirs of Crystal Lake won last year.
I'd say Vincent Price just because I'm biased that way.
You think Vincent Price is going to win? I don't know. What do you think?
You know, if we're doing it just on special features, but there's Halloween. I don't know. I'd say between Nightbreed because it's finally got released and then the Halloween box set. I'd say Nightbreed for sure.
I'm going to say the Halloween box set just because it's finally a complete collection. And let me just say that we do not know the results.
Right.
I'm looking at the polls right now, so we do not know the results. Let's open the envelope.
You spit all over everything.
We don't have the envelopes. With 45%, the winner is Halloween, the Complete Collection.
There you go. Halloween
won. But you can't deny that. Second place, Never Sleep Again, 18%. You can't, Halloween finally released a complete collection of Blu-ray, so I'm not really familiar. I don't have it since it's like $1,800 to buy the thing.
$1,800 you have to pay in Sacagawea coins also.
I'm not... God damn it, I got the hiccups. This is bad news.
Fuck you, Evan Williams. You got it.
Is just a poor man's Jack Daniels, and it's freak.
I'd say Evan Williams is a liar. Because he talks about how smooth he is, and then towards the end of the night, it just goes,
It is Kentucky's first distiller, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Huh. Well, whatever. I'm drinking it. Shit. Halloween, the complete collection, won with 45%. So,
I mean, Halloween was an awesome box set. And it's about time it finally got the, you know, attention treatment. It deserved.
Yeah. No, absolutely. People have been waiting years for, and it had the director's cut of, six, which is.
Is that the one with Paul Rudd?
Yeah, I think there was like this director's cut of it.
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't rehearse.
There is. part four had a couple of extras in it.
Well, I guess like the director's cut of Halloween 6 is supposed to be pretty awesome. Like,
well, it's supposed to be an entirely different movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but.
Well, I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
Someday when I win the lottery, I'll fucking. I buy this box set.
I'm awesome. I think it's awesome. The Halloween one. So. Good for you, Halloween.
All right. So
way to go.
The next category in the 40 Ounce of Horror Awards is the worst horror movie of the year of 2014. Let me say, I had to put together these nominees by myself. I'm sure I missed some stuff. I didn't see everything. If you have...
You know, I do have to mention this. Dracula Untold is on this list.
Yeah.
And he said it wasn't bad, but it's not good. But it still made the worst of.
Here's the thing. I made this fucking list before I saw the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I struggled. I tried to throw this together. I thought we were going to do this sooner. But, Well, here's the thing. Like, a lot of people still would put it on the worst of list.
Yeah.
My opinion is that it's not as bad as some people may say. But... Here are the nominees for the worst horror movie of 2014. Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Yes.
Dracula Untold. Ouija. Leprechaun Origins. And As Above, So Below. Which just fucking looked awful.
I actually watched that and I liked it. Except you for the did? Ending. Except for the ending on that movie. The ending was garbage, but I liked the rest of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see anything else here?
No.
Neither did I. So, according to the 40 Ounce of Horror Loyalist, the winner is... The worst horror movie is Leprechaun Origins.
I'm the Leprechaun.
With 40%.
I have heard
horrible, horrible things about that. Second place, Paranormal Activity. But you notice,
As Above, So Below got 0%.
Obviously, I guess it made... flew under the radar. It's a good movie. Maybe I'll have to go back and watch.
Except for the ending. I thought the ending was good.
The trailers really killed it for me. The trailers looked awful for it.
Yeah.
It just looked bad. So, Leprechaun Origins is the worst movie of 2014, according to 40 Ounce of Horror.
Yeah. With the follow-up of Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Yes, which I still have not watched. Dracula Untold came in third place. So, like I said, the audience is pretty split on that. I didn't think it was awful, but there's right. something much
What's
better.
What's the next one?
Best horror television show / miniseries. Nominees are The Strain, Season 1.
But I still haven't watched that yet.
I liked it myself. Walking Dead, Season 4.
Ugh.
Hannibal, Season 2. American Horror Story, Coven.
Yep.
And Bates Motel Season 2. Here's the thing. I wanted to throw Constantine in here, but it wasn't.
I really like Constantine.
I really do too, but it wasn't over yet, so we couldn't judge it. So in the past, we've done like Walking Dead, second half Season 3, first half Season 4.
Right.
That became a little bit too difficult to judge. So I'm just going straight what was finished, Walking Dead Season 4, Hannibal Season 2. Straight up.
All right.
So next season, next year we'll have Constantine in there. So,
who do you have picking? Who do you have
for me? The best horror television show of 2014.
I have Hannibal Season 2 winning.
Damn, Hannibal Season 2 was pretty good. The Strain I really, really enjoyed, but I also read the books, so that also become somewhat biased. Walking Dead Season 4 was. Death of the Governor and the prison blowing up and all that stuff. So, I think I can't think straight.
All right, so let's hit it.
Right. Hannibal season 2, winner is?
Walking Dead season 4, still.
Come on, guys. What
Walking
the fuck?
Dead is still, people are still loving
Jesus
it.
Christ.
Second place, with 40%, second place is still Hannibal season 2.
Yeah, but that's a big margin, though, like 40%.
Oh, look at Hannibal season 2, the American Store American Horror Stories coming.
Start over.
Hannibal Season 2 and American Horror Story Coven is tied in second place with 18%.
Yeah,
I mean, things on TV right now are pretty all on a balanced playing field. Nothing is, for me, is really standing out above the rest.
See, for me, Hannibal is just...
Yeah, I mean, but it just goes to show that Walking Dead is still... one of the most popular shows on TV.
Well, they get like,
even
what,
though
30 million viewers
well,
or whatever.
It's and it still has haters. People still hate it too. But I, you know, personally, I still love it.
I still watch it every week.
Yeah. So, Walking Dead, congratulations to The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Season 4, you are the best television.
I look at the point is like, I think Hannibal has way better visual effects than The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a total different type.
But the stuff that they pull off and what they get away with. It's day and night compared to The Walking Dead.
No.
Well, that's just something I look for.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of ingrained in that thought process.
Yeah.
So you look at things, you see it differently than the rest of us do.
Well, congratulations, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. It's actually, I don't think The Walking Dead has won on 40 for a few years.
Really?
Yeah. I think last year, American Horror Story, somebody won. I don't remember. All right. Next category is 40 Ounce of Horror's Best Non-Horror Film. Here's a... This is kind of a funky category because it's just kind of our favorite movie.
Yeah.
Basically, you're voting on me and James' favorite non-horror movie. Movies that we saw we loved.
So the nominees are...
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Which is awesome.
Some may call it Live, Die, Repeat. Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. Whatever. Snowpiercer and The Raid 2.
No, I still haven't seen The Raid 2.
You son of a bitch.
I told you I'm behind on movies.
Oh, my God. The Raid 2 was fantastic. Oh, man. Godzilla I still put behind, as far as recent monster movies, I still put it behind Pacific Rim and that other movie.
Well, I'll tell you what. Edge of Tomorrow blew me away.
Reginald. Edge of Tomorrow was a surprising...
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
It was
after
fucking
watching.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to go with Snowpiercer, though. Snowpiercer was pretty
fucking Snowpiercer
great.
Was fucking awesome.
Snowpiercer is one of those movies that I have nobody... I've seen nobody in the middle of. Either people love it or hate it.
Yeah. I know, the whole class system that they had with the train...
It was a pretty fun movie.
Pretty
I was a little disappointed
awesome.
With the ending. I wish they would have done something a little more with the ending, but let's see.
All right, Edge of Tomorrow.
Best
Win it.
Non-horror...
Win it.
View results. Godzilla!
Oh, wow.
With 30%, so it was pretty close. But
we got a lot of Japanese fans.
I wasn't as impressed with Godzilla.
Yeah, I like Godzilla.
I liked it, but still...
I thought Godzilla was more of a drama than it was anything else in the being a monster movie.
Cloverfield and Pacific Rim were better monster movies.
Yeah.
Second place was Nightcrawler. Snowpiercer came in third. Edge of Tomorrow came in last. I don't think enough people gave Edge of Tomorrow enough credit. I don't think a lot of people went and saw it. Edge of Tomorrow is actually a pretty fun action.
It's awesome.
Put your biases against Tom Cruise aside. Edge of Tomorrow was actually a pretty good action flick. It was fun.
It was awesome.
Godzilla. That surprises the hell out of me.
Really. Well, hey, when they're going to do Godzilla 2, was it Monster Island?
Well,
Skull Island? Were they going to bring in King Kong?
Yeah. That and the original Toho. Is that the name of the people that does?
Yeah.
They're
same
supposed
as the
to be,
company.
They said, fuck it, we're doing our own Godzilla remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
It's news to me. Didn't know about that.
James is out of the loop. So, Godzilla, wow. I'm actually surprised by that. Next category.
I might have touch with everybody.
Yeah.
I have no idea what goes on.
Best horror sequel is our next category. We got VHS Viral. Dead Snow. Dead Snow 2, Red vs. Dead. I saw that.
That's on Netflix now, isn't it?
It's actually pretty... It's pretty outlandish.
Entertaining.
It's entertaining. I think I like the first one better. It's more serious zombie. This is more crazy zombie, but it's a pretty fun watch. Purge Anarchy. The Raid 2, and Wolf Creek 2.
I'll say Wolf Creek 2.
Really?
I've seen Wolf Creek 2.
I haven't watched that. VHS Viral, honestly, I did not. The effects were great in it, but the stories were shit. I was not impressed with it.
It was just a big can of cat turds.
I think that the Raid 2, I guess Raid 2 is really not horror.
Yeah.
I didn't see I still haven't seen the Purge movies. What do you think?
I'm pulling for Wolf Creek 2.
Wolf Creek 2?
Because they're going to be making a series about Wolf Creek.
Really?
So,
yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to say Dead Snow 2.
So open up that envelope. See where it takes us.
The Raid 2. Wow. Well, actually, the Raid 2, we have a tie.
Tie for first?
25.64%. The Raid 2 tied with the Purge Anarchy. Oh, no. We have a three-way tie. Holy crap.
Oh, man. It's like the Trinic episode, only with envelopes.
We have a three-way tie. The Raid 2, The Purge Anarchy, and Wolf Creek 2.
Wolf Creek 2 is fucking awesome.
Dead Snow 2 came in dead last. VHS Viral got 12. I've seen The Raid 2. Love it. I have not seen The Purge Anarchy or Wolf Creek 2.
I've seen Wolf Creek 2.
And it was pretty good?
Yeah. It was awesome. If you like the first one, then you'll like...
I didn't even see the first one, I don't think.
What?
It seemed to me like a knockoff horror movie. I didn't...
Watch it. Watch it tonight.
Wolf?
Well, no. Watch it tomorrow. You won't watch anything tonight.
I don't know. We'll watch myself in the mirror tonight and wonder where I went wrong in life.
Yes, Chad.
So, the Raid 2 and the Purge Anarchy and Wolf Creek 2 all tied.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really like Wolf Creek 2.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll watch it. And if you have any comments or questions, disputes over what we have here,
disputes,
please email us at contact@40ounce.com.
All right, let us know what you think of NXT. No,
NXT. James really wants to talk about wrestling.
Let's do it.
Most overlooked / underrated horror film. This is a tough category because you never know really how people view things.
Yeah.
We just felt like these ones kind of went under the radar and didn't get the respect they deserved. So, the nominees are A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. I couldn't find it anywhere to watch it.
Awesome.
Housebound, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Only Lovers Left Alive, I personally turned off about halfway through.
Really? I liked it. I thought it was awesome.
It was interesting. It was different, but yeah. The Strange Color of Your Body's Tears
was shitty. The soundtrack was awesome. But I had no idea. It was like, I don't know, it was like a weird perfume commercial for
really?
Like,
I couldn't find it. And Starry Eyes, which I really enjoyed. It's a very Rosemary-esque.
Yeah.
Rosemary Babies-esque. I really enjoyed it. So probably going to be Starry Eyes. I think that was out there more available. Yeah. But for me, I enjoyed Housebound the most out of those five. Housebound was really good.
See, for me, a Starry Eyes has to take it.
View results. Only Lovers Left Alive with 31%. Wow. It had that crazy chick from the Narnia movies. What the fuck's her name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I can't remember her name. No, but,
Starry Eyes took second.
Starry Eyes took second with Girl Walks Home. Housebound was fourth. Housebound's really good. It's kind of a comedy horror.
Man, you have to watch A Girl Walks Home Alone.
I need to find it. I couldn't get my hands on it.
God, it's so good.
Starry Eyes is a really cool L.A. Rosemary's Baby type of movie. It's a really cool movie.
But you know, it's a slow burn, though.
It is. It is. And which go kind of underrated these days. People don't, like, short attention span theater.
I think,
people don't have the attention span for slow burns.
I think slow burns have bigger payoffs in the end.
I agree. But people don't have the attention span for them.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, though. I really enjoyed it. Only Lovers Left Alive. I'm going to have to finish it again.
It's awesome. I liked it, but it's a certain type. Like, you know what I
mean? Granted, I'll give you this. I watched like four movies in one night when I watched it, and I was just tired.
The Strange Color of Your Body, Tears, in last place.
Yeah.
Totally see that.
Is it good?
No, I mean, like, it was in last place.
So you agree with that?
Seriously, it's like a really weird, you know, perfume commercial for nipples. That's what it is. But the soundtrack would be pretty awesome.
Oh. All right. Best remake of the year. This is a tough category. We didn't have a whole lot of remakes. RoboCop.
Yes.
Godzilla. And The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
All right. For me, I didn't like RoboCop.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
I liked it.
Godzilla, I enjoyed. The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
It was awesome.
I really like that.
It was a cool... You haven't seen a slasher movie like that in a long time. I think Town of the Dreaded Sunshine is going to take it by...
Town of Dreaded Sunshine.
Keep it dark! Keep it dark! The Town of the Dreaded Sundown was awesome. I loved how it incorporated the original film into it.
Yeah.
It was because it took it more as it was a film based on the story of this town.
Right.
No, I really enjoyed it. It was a really good slasher flick, which you haven't seen that kind of film in a long time. RoboCop, I enjoyed myself. I don't think a lot of people... You hated it.
Yeah.
Godzilla, we discussed that already.
So open the envelope. Where is it at?
Here it goes. Godzilla was 60%, basically. Wow. RoboCop came in last. Town of Dreaded Sunshine, 27%.
He said sunshine again.
Town of Dreaded Sunshine. I don't think enough people gave it enough credit. Godzilla won with 59% with the best remake of the year.
People love big monster movies.
People love the Godzilla movies. It didn't do enough for me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but it just didn't do enough for me.
I liked it. When he ripped off his head at the end.
Woo! Spoiler. No. I mean, it was a fun monster movie. It really does. But I think in the end, I just enjoyed Pacific Rim and Cloverfield more. I keep going back to that. Recent monster movies. Pacific Rim is number one, Cloverfield number two, and Godzilla number three. Maybe it's because it just got so hyped up and it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Best horror film of the year.
Godzilla. Oh, so we're already to the last award.
Yeah. So you want to recap before we do that?
Okay. You want to recap?
Sure.
Best horror DVD Blu-ray release is Halloween, the Complete Collection. Worst horror movie of the year is... Worst horror movie of the year is Leprechaun Origins. Best horror television show / miniseries is The Walking Dead, Season 4. 40 Ounce of Horror's best non-horror film, Godzilla. Best horror sequel, The Raid 2, The Purge Anarchy, and Wolf Creek 2, three-way tie. And most overlooked, underrated horror film is Only Lovers Left Alive. And best remake, Godzilla. So here we are, the best horror film of the year. This is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You can get a whole 40 if you win it.
Let's see. I always make more nominees for this category. So nominees are Under the Sun.
The Skin. Under the Skin.
Shannon. I was wondering what the fuck Under the Sun was.
Is that why you presented it to me like that? You're like,
I was like hoping you. On. I was hoping you had seen Under the Sun.
News to me.
No. Okay. Oh wow. My eyes are gone. Under the Skin.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Here's the thing. I think it translates better as a book than it does.
So? Oh, it was strange. I mean, the only reason I watched it was to see ScarJo naked.
She's got some curves for days.
It was so fucking weird. Yeah. It was boring, though. I did not enjoy it. Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Great movie. We loved it. Starry Eyes. Great Rosemary's Baby-esque movie. Oculus. I did not see.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
It was a WWE film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrestling tie-in. You see where we're going this year, don't you, people?
You the see guest, where we're going. The Guest. I've gotten a lot of tweets saying they love The Guest.
You know what? I liked The Guest until the ending.
The soundtrack was great. I agree with you there. The ending was weird, but I enjoyed it. The Guest was actually pretty decent.
Guest is like a retelling of The Stepfather. Remember that movie?
I see that, but I look at it more as a slasher movie without a slasher.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, but...
It's a monster movie without a monster.
Exactly. Okay. Cheap Thrills.
Yeah. Cheap Thrills was awesome. Have you seen that? It's hilariously good.
So it's a horror comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to me it was.
Annabelle, I didn't see that, but it was on a lot of lists this year.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
The Sacrament.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was fucked up.
But if you know about the Jonestown Murders,
It's basically a retelling of Tusk.
I haven't seen Tusk.
Kevin Smith, I have not either. Some people love it. And The Babadook, which is supposed to be heralded as the greatest horror movie of the year.
I liked The Babadook.
I liked Babadook, but I don't think it's as great as some people have said it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good supernatural movie, haunted house type of movie, but it wasn't as great as everybody. I had my 3-year-old daughter running around the house going, Babadook.
Good luck with that, Chad.
Yeah, it got a little creepy. So Under the Skin, Snowpiercer, Starry Eyes.
I think Starry Eyes has to win it.
Oculus, The Guest, Cheap Thrills, Annabelle, The Sacrament, The Babadook, and Tusk. So, in your opinion, what it...
if I'm pimping women?
In your opinion.
If you're pimping women.
What is the best horror film of the year of 2014?
I think Starry Eyes has it.
You think Starry Eyes is the best horror film that came out last year?
You can't even talk anymore.
I know, fuck.
No, Starry Eyes has it. In my opinion. I like The Babadook a whole lot, but for me, Starry Eyes was just... It's been a long time since I've seen a movie like Starry Eyes. And I've just been like, wow, that was fucking awesome. Like, it made me feel good. Like, I hope more movies come out like that and just make me like,
I wish Homebound was on this list. I think that probably deserved to be in there.
What's that gray-haired guy that was stuck in the walls? What was his name at the end?
I don't fucking know. But that, Homebound's a very good movie worth watching. I enjoyed it. It was more of a comedy horror. But it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was kind of what was that? New Zealand, Australian.
Good night, mate.
Snowpiercer, I think, still was pretty great. And
man,
so
you have to see Cheap Thrills, though.
I do.
Honestly, you need to see.
I think it's going to come down between the Babadook and Snowpiercer. Babadook was just so popular for some reason. People loved Babadook.
Babadook is awesome.
Babadook.
Starry Eyes wins it.
All right, start view results.
Starry Eyes wins it.
The Babadook by 48%. Yeah, it killed it. Cheap Thrills came in second, though.
It's awesome.
That's surprising. Annabelle came in third. The Guest came in last. Sacrament came in second to last. Starry Eyes came in third to last with 2% of the votes.
Wow.
So, Babadook. Best horror film of the year, 2014.
Babadook wins it. There it is.
Babadook.
Babadook.
Maybe it was just because it was so hyped that I didn't think it was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
But it was a good supernatural haunted house type of flick.
So it's kind of like what you thought about Roman Reigns, who's so hyped.
James is trying to push this podcast towards wrestling.
No, but I liked the Babadook. I think it was awesome.
I liked it.
I can't believe Starry Eyes only got 3%.
That's crazy though. Well, it just goes to show there's a lot of films out there that not a lot of people see.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's our job. To well, push again, these just, films you know, and tell like, people what it is that they're supposed to see. we watch these movies and we decide, hey, Starry Eyes is pretty cool. Go and check that shit out.
Evan Williams says you need to see Starry Eyes.
Let me check the Twitter and the Gmail to make sure we ain't got any questions coming in.
Anything?
Nope.
Well, we've been away for a while.
All right, so that's the 40 Ounce of Horror Awards 2014. We are back, baby.
We're back.
We are back.
We need some food, though, really bad.
Well, no shit. We're going to order the shit out of some fucking pizza. Let's...
That's it.
No, I got more. I mean, I just want to make sure you don't have anything you else you want to bring it. Let's do some advertising. Bring up your fucking your studios again. What you want to do? What you want to do?
Creepshow Studios is open. If you're looking for any type of high-end latex mask, bust, display piece, you can shoot me an email at jamesdunnfx@gmail.com. And then we're making our big our big hurrah
debut
this fall at Mass Fest, so come check us out.
Also, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the fact that you can email us at contact@40ounceofhorror, 40ounceofhorror.com. Please check us out at
40 Ounce of Horror. We need some more Booze and Gone Bad.
Yeah, we do. We got a Booze and Gone Bad. Nice segue, Jay.
Yeah.
We got a Booze and Gone Bad. Not the greatest of all Booze and Gone Bad. So you ready for a Booze and Gone Bad?
Sure. I think this episode is a Booze and Gone
this
Bad.
This is a Booze and Gone Bad. Alright, here we go. This is from Brandon Welch. WelchBrandon51 at yahoo.com if you want to tell him how great he is.
Send him spam email.
Brandon is not... this is a new emailer for the 40... Or for the... what is this segment called? Booze and Gone Bad? Brandon.
Oh my God.
Brandon says, I was hanging out with some friends from high school. One was visiting from Alaska.
Recently, I had purchased a replica set of Wolverine claws.
Oh, did you impale somebody?
They were very sharp and were very deadly. I cut through some fruit and water bottles at home. Well, we had bought some beer and some whiskey. I had taken a shot and drank some beers, and as the night went on, I had brought a bag of fruit from my car. We all knew what to do. Yeah. We head to my friend's back porch and we began slicing fruit, fruit ninja style. We all have sliced a good amount of apples and got the claws, and an apple was thrown too close to me, and I sliced for it, and I impaled my leg with the two of the claws.
God damn.
I looked down to see two cuts in my pants, and I was pissed to cut my work jeans. Well, I start to see blood pooling. I rush into the house and go to the bathroom and pull down my pants, and there it was, two open gashes on my thigh, and I was bleeding quite a lot. My friend Ian from Alaska was freaking out, and his mom happened to be there, who was a nurse, and long story short, I had to go get stitches and spent 3 hours in the ER. Here's a picture of the wound, so you know it is legit.
Oh, fuck! Holy shit!
He sliced himself like Wolverine into... Oh, my God, it looks like fucking... Oh, I can't even tell what part of that body that is.
I know, is that the back of an ass? Why, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I think that's his upper dorsimus. Stabbed there.
Yeah, he stabbed himself pretty good there. So,
How many stitches did that take to... does he say?
He had to get stitches. No, he didn't say how many stitches. But,
Good God, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, just trust me when I say that there is a...
You know, I gotta be honest with you. If I saw that, I would not take a picture. That would be my first idea. Oh, man, check it out.
40 ounces of horror.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I just lost all this side of me.
All right, so... That is our show. Our return show... We are back.
We're back.
Chad and James.
Back to basics.
www.40ounceofhorror.com at 40 Ounce of Horror on Twitter and Instagram.
WWE.
WWE. Hey, we're actually going to stop this and go watch WWE Fastlane.
Yeah, well, we're going to go eat first.
Yeah, we're going to eat there first.
We need you first.
And we're on the road to WrestleMania.
We are. Chad and I are a new tag team. We're called...
40 Ounce of Horror.
40 Ounce of Horror. And we'll be winning.
All right. So next week, and hey, if you're going to be in the Indy area, go to Days of the Dead, Culture Shock. We're going to be there to party. If you're
next weekend, we'll be there. And then Whorehound Cincinnati.
If you're going to be in Whorehound in Cincinnati, check the dates for that. We're going to be there. April is Wit Cinema Wasteland.
Yes, we Cinema will be Wasteland. There. You know what Cinema Wasteland has?
What's that?
Wrestling. They got lots of wrestling in there.
We will be at Cinema Wasteland. I don't know what happens until September, when be Whorehound Indy and James will
we'll
have
that. We got friend of the show Brandon comes back for Brandaroo. James, so we got that.
Fuck, man, I got another kid on the way. Dune May.
Yeah,
we got. Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm gonna party. I'm gonna drink.
We'll push it off.
Yeah. But yeah,
your son will be good. James, oh, yeah, it's a son. You have a son.
I will have a boy. My boy. My boy. Masked Fest. James will have a booth in September. So looking forward to it. We will. We're back, man. We're gonna do this every 2 weeks. We're gonna be recording this shit.
So be sure to send any comments, questions you have to 40 Ounces of Horror on Twitter or Instagram, or you can contact Chad and I through the website at Chad Butcherm at 40 Ounces of Horror.
No, it's just Chad at 40 Ounces of
Horror. Chad or at James. 40 Ounces of Horror. Or James at 40 Ounces of Horror.
Or contact at 40 Ounces of Horror. Yeah. If you have any inquiries into Creepshow Studios, if you want some custom artwork done.
If you want some shit done, talk to me.
Creepshow Studios, what's your email?
JamesDunnFX@gmail.com.
There you go. Or just get a hold of us on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah. All right, so,
dude, my heart hurts.
I know, right?
I know.
It's a lot of work. So we're getting out of here?
I think this is it. I think we're wrapping up. We need to throw away that bottle then.
Why throw it away? We can just drink the rest of it.
Oh, there's not much left.
I know.
All right, so that's it.
All right,
40 Ounces back, son.
We're back on a daily basis.
All right. We're going to catch you guys next time. 2 weeks. Until next time.
Drink up.
Drink up. You're mad.